my little rebellious side also meant that my grades in the gymnasium were not extremely good. But I eventually got a fellowship from the Friedrich Ebert Foundation, which was a left-wing foundation, and then went to the University of Mannheim, which was a new university at that time. So in 72, I got out of high school. Months later, I started at the University of Mannheim in an interdisciplinary social science program with an emphasis on sociology and political science. My goal was to more or less go into politics. So I was trained primarily in things like survey research methods. In that social science program, there was also a social psychology group, which was a joint area between the psych department and the sociology department, but located in sociology. Senior person there was a guy called Martin Irle, I-R-L-E. He was very important, mostly because he at that time had just initiated an interdisciplinary research unit on decision making that included psychology, sociology, law, business, faculty from around the university in this interdisciplinary endeavor. That created a very international element in what was otherwise a somewhat less international country. So when you listen to the social psychology at the time, it was quite clear that attitudes move and change and that minor stuff can have a big influence. When you listen to the sociology political science guys, everything moved at glacial pace, right? Because attitudes moved with social change and it was determined by your social location, and so on. Nothing was very fast there. So there was an interesting juxtaposition.
And they're in an interdisciplinary unit, so they're talking with each other, having these contrasting approaches
which was interesting. And a big thing in sociology was called the social indicators movement. And the idea was to monitor the nature of social change, both at the objective level, unemployment to the number of rooms in your house and so on, to the subjective level. How satisfied are people with their life? How good do they feel about what they're doing? And how do these things relate? And the hope was that you could actually make recommendations for a better society by understanding how these material factors of living contribute to subjective well-being. Much of the work was initiated at Michigan's Institute for Social Research and at the University of Mannheim in Germany, Wolfgang Zapp, Z-A-P-F. Who initiated a research program like that. And they wanted a social indicator system that would monitor social change on the objective and subjective side, which was an institutionalization of a research program that intellectually started in the US, but was never politically institutionalized in the US.
Right.
And it was stunning, because they would ask you things that sounded very plausible. But when you took a judgment perspective and you asked, how would people do that possibly? Were a ridiculous task. Taking all things together, how satisfied are you with your life as a whole?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, taking what together? And how would you evaluate it against what? Your health and your job and your relationships and the city in which you live and the political processes in your society all together, evaluating all pieces and integrating them into one number. Sure, yes, very plausible. That thing became a big marker of societal progress in that program. And so that seemed quite fascinating, in particular because, you know, on the other side of the hallway, we had visitors who were the pioneers of social cognition research and who demonstrated in their experiments how very minor influences could dramatically move judgments around. And one of the visiting professors who was there a lot was Bob Weyer at the University of Illinois, who later became my postdoc advisor. Contradictions were just palpable in this place, you know? And so that got me more and more interested in psychological experimentation.